This is Autoline Extra, available exclusively on the Internet. Here again is John McElroy.
Welcome back to this Autoline Extra, only available on the web. And talking with me right now is Daniel Weiss from the Center for American Progress, Fred Smith from the Competitive Enterprise Institute, and Ron Kogan with Clean Car Journal. And Ron, as we ended up the broadcast version of the show, we were talking about clean diesel. Pick up the argument there. Why are we not getting more diesels in the American market? We've seen Europe go almost 50% diesel.
Well, it's not because we don't have some of the product here. We don't have it like Europe, but we've got some great product here from major automakers, particularly Volkswagen, Audi, BMW, Mercedes-Benz. We should be looking more at diesel because it gets much higher fuel efficiency, lower greenhouse gas emissions. Like, come on, if we're looking to decrease global warming emissions, here's one way to do it without any sacrifice whatsoever. Well, lots of power in diesel, higher fuel efficiency.
There's a capital cost difference.
But it's not like a hybrid.
It's not that annoying.
Well, the other challenge with diesel, though, is it's still made from petroleum. And not only are we importing two-thirds of our oil from overseas, but one-fifth of the oil that we get come from countries that are on the dangerous or unstable list kept by the State Department. And that doesn't include Venezuela. That is a national security imperative to reduce the amount of imports from these countries.
Let me add something. This is really good perspective, and it's enlightening. If one-third of the cars, of the vehicles on the road today were clean diesel in the U.S., we would decrease our use of petroleum-based fuels by 23 billion gallons per year, 23 billion gallons. How far does that go toward energy security? It's a big deal.
Well, and let's get
I
back.
I can't
to
do the math that quickly because
I did the math. I checked it five times.
No, because it's 42 gallons in a barrel. So
right.
How many barrels a day is that?
Math it was something like 1.5 million
right.
barrels.
You're right,
a day.
Fred. Math is not for television.
But let's get back in a way. But okay, Mike. Whatever we say about this energy security, Canada is not exactly a country. We've got a 3,000 mile border.
We're happy to deal with the Canadians.
Yeah,
Canadians. And we do more
and
trade
Canada
with them.
Canada has a massive tar sands potential that is ideally suited for diesel and other things. Gas, no. We don't have this. We don't know here because we still have a policy of energy policy not to be developed in America, which means
don't
we
be
don't
silly.
Know.
We lifted the moratorium on offshore oil and gas drilling in 2008. The Secretary of Interior is going to be coming out with his drilling plan any day now.
Any day now. That's the end of the thing. The Secretary of Interior already withdrew natural gas leasing in Colorado. Basically, the policy is we're all in favor of it tomorrow, but not today. And I think the challenge is we need an energy policy that allows the creative energies of America. We invented the offshore industry. And where is it happening? Off of Cuba, not off of Florida. It's happening off of the coast of India and all throughout the world. But in America, outside of the western Gulf of Mexico, it's a no-drill zone.
Where two-thirds of the leases still have yet to be developed. We've already got lots of acreage and lots of oil in the Gulf of Mexico that's already open for development. Oil companies are
I'm from Louisiana.
Okay.
Let's talk about how we best use the resources
diesel.
We have now. In the short
here.
Term, as we're going to the goal we all want, yeah. we're not so different in what we want.
Yeah. We all agree on goals.
Let's use the petroleum that we have here now in the vehicles that we have here now the best way we can in the short term as we transition to biofuels, to electric drive, to whatever it is we're going to end up with. Let's use it most efficiently. If diesel, clean diesel, meets 50 state emissions standards and it gets 30% on average better fuel efficiency, and by the way, the green car of the year for 2010, the Audi gets 50% better fuel efficiency as a diesel than its own gasoline counterpart. These are important distinctions.
We should
use these vehicles.
And remember the way we've done several other things. When new entry auto companies, Hyundai and others, come on the market, what
my
they do...
My brother-in-law is a Hyundai dealer.
No, I mean, it's a wonderful car. But what they had to do initially, because they were new, they were novel, they were riskier to pay, they basically put in really good guarantees, warranties, and so on. The diesel guys, have a barrier to overcome because the first generation of diesels, the compromise between air pollution standards and affordability, didn't work very well, and it created a bad image in America. We've got to overcome that. I think the diesel industry ought to really think.
Is there a market
clever,
barrier?
Clever incentive structure.
No, it isn't a market barrier. It's an education barrier. It's an outreach barrier.
Well,
it's
cost
a risk
of compliance.
Factor.
It's a very expensive emissions control system adds about $4,000 to the cost.
Well, that's
of the
one of the things. There is we were talking aside here. It's not that they're not affordable. A lot of people love them because if you're going to keep your car forever and they last damn near forever, then a diesel can be a wonderful thing. But there is a capital cost, part of it environmental, part of it you're dealing a much heavier duty engine because it's got to withstand more pressure.
But the incremental cost is not always $4,000. The Audi, I don't believe it. It's
sort
more
like regular fuel economy.
Well, the manufacturers are eating a huge amount of cost.
Well, as are automakers in general as they bring in more advanced technologies.
That's right.
But the important thing is to get it in mass market vehicles, vehicles made in huge numbers, because then the cost can come down. Well, we're going to see mass market vehicles that are diesel.
On that point, we're going to have to wrap it up. We are out of time. But again, thank you so much for joining me here.
Don't worry about that.
And thank you for having tuned in on the web.
Dan, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Hey, McElroy here with a special message for our podcast listeners. We know you like Autoline, but did you know you can get even more great content all week long? Check out my multimedia blog, John's Journal, where you can find videos, inside looks at new product, my radio reports, and much more. On John's Journal, you can leave feedback and discuss the latest industry news, as well as subscribe to our RSS feed. Just click John's Journal on AutolineDetroit.tv or visit us directly at AutolineDetroit.tv/journal. That's AutolineDetroit.tv/journal. I'll see you there.